Diver's Sink is a weekly netcast where we talk about the world of scuba diving, fantastic diving opportunities, and some of the happenings in the underwater world. We also provide tips and discussions about scuba diving and get excited about upcoming dives and adventures. Learn how you can join us on our dives and become part of the program by following Diver's Sink on Facebook and Twitter or by visiting our website at www.diverssink.com. Hello and welcome to Diver's Sink, the netcast and podcast for scuba divers. My name's Rich Sinewick, and you're listening to Season 10, Episode 37, recorded on September 9th, 2020. And I am going to talk to you today about the shipwreck that we got. I got to dive last week. In the last week's podcast, I was driving to Hammond, Indiana. I keep calling it Hammond Bay, but Hammond, Indiana, to go aboard the Sequest 2, after they announced that they had just found a shipwreck, I got invited to go when I was asking questions about it. And it's one of the benefits that I get for having good friends in the industry, and on top of that, being able to support that dive boat and that charter company with a lot of what we do this summer. And so we were able to go dive this. Now, I'm not allowed to talk about where it is, but in general terms, it's off the city of Chicago. And it's way out in Lake Michigan, and it was found by Captain Nikki on her way back from another charter. She saw it on the side scan depth finder and fish finder, and saw it on the bottom and went around and came back. Now, it was really cool, and I've had a good opportunity to be able to dive some relatively virgin sites in my life, and this one was this one wasn't spectacular in that it was like an intact ship that nobody had touched and blah, 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 blah. But this one was a true broken up shipwreck, and how I would expect a broken up shipwreck to be found that hadn't been pilfered. It had everything on it. The wheel was there, the centerboard trunk, and it was laid out over a huge area. I mean, it's going to be a long time to survey this. It has a windlass and an anchor, and then it had dead eyes and other rigging, the wooden cat's paw rigs. It was carrying a cargo of either limestone or iron ore, and it was just cool. I spent about an hour and 20 minutes on it, and it's not very deep. It's in recreational, very shallow recreational levels. It was really cool, and I'm just really happy to go with, to be able to have gone and done that. It was mostly with the staff of Dive Right In Scuba, which was a neat thing to see, because I got to meet everybody that works at the three different shops that they have. And then there was a couple people that I knew of that were photographers that had been invited, just like me, to give them pictures. And it was cool. It was just one of those things cool. The drive out there and the drive home, I mean, 4 hours each way in one day is a bit much. But I'd never been aboard the Sequest, and we had just done our first charter with them last week. And I'm going to tell you, it's a beautiful boat. It's really big, and it's really a well put together dive vessel. Easy to get on, easy to get off. Nice giant swim ladder. Nice easy way in and out, and relaxing. And it was just very much like the Midnight Express out of Morehead City. And so I was really happy with that boat. It was, I was really happy with the whole day. And on the way back, Captain Nikki took us over to Chicago and got us to get in underneath the Chicago, up the Chicago River a little bit to see underneath the skyline, over to see the lighthouses. And it was just really one of those things. I almost slept through it. I mean, I get seasick real easy, so I almost slept through it and almost didn't quite get things going. Now, I also, last weekend, was Labor Day. Happy Labor Day for those who celebrate. The Labor Day was a weekend of open water certifications. I haven't taught an open water class in forever. I've taught the pool course, obviously, but it's not my primary forte. It's not what I want to do. But boy, was it great to be able to teach people that I liked and people that I taught. These guys had done the pool and classroom portion in the quarry and had finished up. I'm actually I'm going to be doing it in a couple more weekends. Not next weekend. Next week I'm in Port Austin. Or this weekend I'm in Port Austin. And then the next weekend I'm down at the quarry. And it looks like I'm going to be teaching open water again there. Oh, man. I do need instructors because I don't want to be teaching this much stuff. And we're running out of time to do stuff. I've got to do some repairs and that sort of thing. But this weekend was great. I did an open water. I certified three people for open water, three people for peak performance buoyancy. And then on Monday I had a five-person Discover Scuba and a bubble maker. So I was pretty busy all weekend doing stuff and doing dives related stuff, and I'm kind of excited about it. And there's some hardware things that I've done and that, but I've been really busy. I mean, it's going to end soon. I'll be able to get the podcast up and running. Hopefully you guys have heard this one on the podcast. I think I'm close to getting everything back up and running with it as far as getting it online, but I want to make sure that I got everything on the podcast. I want to keep actually doing the podcast for month to month, for week to week. And it's just, it's hard to find the extra time. What I have to fix is not difficult. It's just going to be really time consuming, and it's going to take most of a week. So I'm probably going to just take it and do it little chunks at a time instead of trying to sit down and block a time to do it. And this might be one of the ones that I publish right off the bat. Until next week, I think I'm going to do that right now. Make it a short podcast. I mean, it was a great dive to be able to do that ship. It was, but it was laid out. It had the, basically if you, it was splayed out like a fingers, for this one. It was the center with the cargo. The bow was set aside. The port and starboard side were aside, and then part of the decking is gone. So I haven't seen that, but who knows? It was shallow enough that it could probably broke up and washed ashore because, that's how close it was to shore and that sort of thing. So I know that it'll probably be end up, as soon as they can figure out what to do with all the artifacts, I'm sure it's going to end up on the Double Action Charter list of things to be able to dive out of Hammond, Indiana. I would really like to go back and visit it again. There's enough there to make it that much interest, that interesting. I mean, they had the wheel, for God's sake. It was really picturesque. So really looking forward to next time, and really looking forward to being able to do that. Until we all meet again, I will be back next week and try to get everything back to normal, but it never gets back to normal. So we'll see ya.
Divers Think is a cooperation between Divers Incorporated and Rich Sinowick Productions. You can listen live in the chat room or download archived past editions worldwide over the internet at diversthink.com. Help us promote our netcast by telling your friends and dive buddies to tune in every week to Divers Think, and by helping them download past episodes. If you are making a purchase recommended on Divers Think, you'd be doing us a huge favor by letting your supplier know that you are there because of the information you heard on our podcast. The opinions that you hear on Divers Think are not necessarily those of any station, website, network, or advertisers. These netcasts are not intended to substitute for professional diver training. Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be attempted without the proper instructions, supervision, and training. Have any questions or comments? We'd love to hear from them via our website at diversink.com.